Now, coming to sound, Eric wants me to tell about the bell. This is, I think, a Tibetan bell, the one that you saw this afternoon, a gong, rather. This is the gong that my brother Addy Jr. found in London at some auction. And he thought it was pretty and nice, something unusual. And he brought it as a present for Baba when he came in 1968. And this gong, when you hit it, as you have heard today, it has that beautiful sound that echoes, reverberates on and on and on and on and on. I've timed it, and it was over a minute and a half, just that echo reverberation of it. So later when Baba was in his room, confined to his room, in January 1969, in the latter part, the last days, latter period, the last period, and when he could not come over to the Mandali Hall to sit with the men, instead the Mandali used to be called to his bedroom. He was confined to his bedroom in the upper cottage. So he had us place that gong outside on the veranda, and we had to strike the gong whenever Baba needed Eric. Immediately, the Mandali, immediately. And as soon as the gong was struck, it could be very clearly and immediately heard over at the men's side. And Eric and also Bhau, they would come immediately on the run. And Eric would drop whatever he was doing, whether there was a pen in his hand or anything. He just had to drop and come immediately on the run to Baba's bedroom to attend to Baba. So when we would strike that gong, hardly had that first gong struck, then we would see Eric running past this bougainvillea bush. And after some distance, there would be Bhau running after Eric. And then good old Kaka, although he was not told to come on the run or anything, but he had to be there when Baba wanted anybody. His whole heart and mind was concentrated on Baba, although he was not well. So this gong served that purpose of calling the men to Baba's room, so that, you see, after Mehra and all left Baba's room, the door would be closed, and this gong would be struck, so the men would come direct to Baba's room and attend to him. So this went on. Then after Baba dropped his body, the gong still hung in its usual place out on the veranda of the women's cottage, quarters. Then we went to Pune for the darshan, and when we came back from Pune, seeing the gong in its place, after a few days, it was natural for me to go over and pick up the baton, and just in memory, in reminiscences, I just gave the gong a good strike, and expecting to hear that sensitive sound, that music, that echo reverberation of the gong. And as I struck the baton, it was as flat as though I had struck the cupboard or the floor. The gong was dead. The sound had died. And it must have happened when Baba dropped his body, because after that it was the first time I struck the gong and found there was just no sound. And there was no crack in it, because when I brought it over to Eric, he saw, and there was not the least crack, but it just died. And even that we had forgotten about till the last, the third Amartithi, when Peter Townsend came from London. Adi had found a smaller replica of that same kind of a Tibetan gong, a dinner gong. So he sent it over, and you heard it today, how sensitive the sound is, how beautiful that wave of echoing and reverberation. Would you like the sound played on? This is the baby bell, the replica of the big one that was sent with Peter Townsend when he came on the last Amartiti. And that reminded us of the bell episode, the gong episode. So Erich then asked Kaveh, where was that old gong? And she brought it out from where it was stored, the dead gong. And I'll play that for you. So that's the story.